Anybody know where the Cayman Islands are? They're in the Gulf of Mexico. They're right below Cuba. And do you know what they have on the Cayman dollar? I have a Cayman dollar, and I'll see if you can tell what's on the Cayman dollar. Their money is a little more fun than our money. See what's on the dollar? What do you see? Queen? That's right. And what else do you see? Fish. In fact, there's lots of fish on the Cayman dollar. Do you know what you do in the Cayman Islands? I'll show you. Yes, do you know? Fishing? That's right. They do fishing. And what else do? They snorkel. Is this how you put a mask on? No? How about this way? Is this how you put a mask on? Nope. You put a mask on like this, right? And you breathe through the snorkel so you can watch the fish under the water. And it's unbelievable how many fish there are. Have you ever used a snorkeling mask? You should try sometime. You get to see all what's under the water. Does it talk about fish, coral, sea life in the Bible? Yes, it does. Do you know where it does? Genesis 1, 20 to 23 says, God created the fish and all living things in the sea. That means all living things in the sea. Coral's a living thing. Sea urchins are living things in the sea. Do you know what day God created all the things in the sea? Anybody? Fifth day, that's right. She knew. Who made all the fish, sand dollars, coral, sea urchins, and everything in the water? Do you know who? God, that's right. Do you know what I was like when I snorkeled? I was Curious Bob. I had to snorkel all over as fast as I could, and I would scare the fish away. Do you know how to see things in the sea the best? You move slowly, and you be quiet and still. When we were in the Cayman Islands, do you know who saw most of the fish in the ocean when we snorkeled? Larry and Chantel. They knew how to be quiet, move slowly, and be still. In fact, they had a saying, "Let the creatures come to you." The fish and all those creatures are curious, and they will come and look at you and move to you. Do you know what it says in Psalms 46:10? Be still and know that I am God. How do you listen to God? You be still and listen to Him. Well, it took me a whole week, but at the end of the week, while we were in the Cayman Islands, I learned how to snorkel and see things. In our last snorkel outing, I came across this creature, and I was moving real slowly. And straight below me, this thing looked like a flying saucer. And it was right at the bottom of the ocean. Do you know what it was? When I got close to it, it puffed up real big. Nope, that's close. And then all of a sudden, it showed 8 arms and legs. Octopus, that's right. Well, I got to see an octopus. And it moved and it swam. And it really was quite a creature. It looked like a dart when it swam. It took all its legs and made them a point and pointed off. And I wouldn't have got to see it if I didn't go slowly and let the creatures come to me. Well, there's one thing I have in my sack here that I would like you to see. Do you know what this is? Shell, yes. A conch shell, yes. And do you know what the seamen in the Cayman Islands do with the conch shell? They blow it like a horn. You want to hear me blow it? Not very good, am I? I practiced and tried and tried. In fact, I think I need at this time to get some help from an... Isn't she good at that? You can hear it all around. In fact, you can hear it out in the sea echoing across the water for miles. Wasn't that an interesting horn? Didn't God create a lot of things in the sea? Okay. Now, I brought some things back from the Cayman Islands that I would like to give everyone that came up today. And you can pick out a shell. These are shells that we found on the shore. So if you want to come up, you can pick out a shell.